VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing.The COP26 UN Climate Change Conference. First of all, I have to say that COP26 is not a badge number, and it has nothing to do with the police. The COP, C-O-P, stands for Conference of the Parties, a gathering of members of the United Nations, and the 26 is because this is the 26th year that a global climate summit has been held.Carbon dioxide emission is definitely one of the most important topics on the agenda.Most scientists say these emissions are harming the global environment by causing Earth's average temperature to heat up. A smaller group of scientists say climate change happens naturally and that the Earth can absorb human carbon emissions. However, the goal of these UN summits is for member countries to lay out new plans to reduce their emissions of carbon dioxide.During COP21 in 2015 that was held in France, the Paris Agreement entered into force, which requested member countries to be committed to reduce their carbon emissions by certain amounts, which could include relying less on coal for energy and more on renewable forms like solar or wind power. Nevertheless, the COP21 commitments were not legally binding, meaning there was no penalty if nations failed to meet them.So during this year's COP26, the UN is pushing for even greater efforts to reduce carbon emissions. The bellwether elections. The word gubernatorial means relating to a governor, and the two gubernatorial election races that had just taken place are the ones in New Jersey and Virginia. While most gubernatorial races don't get the amount of national attention that presidential elections do, these two, in particular, are closely watched as types of forecasts about how America's two main political parties are competing. You may have heard these races referred to as bellwether elections. The term bellwether refers to something that's a predictor for or resembles a large phenomenon.You can think of a bellwether as a leader, or to put it in the context of 2021, it could be an influencer. These gubernatorial races can provide a glimpse into how the country is feeling 1 year after a general election season, and can predict trends for how the country may act 1 year moving forward during the midterm elections. And now the results are confirmed, with Republicans winning Virginia and the Democrats successfully defending New Jersey.Although the result isn't a direct indication of what will happen across the country moving forward, it can give a sense of how America is feeling in the off year. CNN Top 10 Heroes of 2021. Folks, if you've been following CNN 10 throughout this year, then you'd definitely be familiar with some of this year's CNN Top 10 Heroes.In fact, if you could remember back in March, we introduced the Eye to Eye Organization for Learning Disability. And in April, there was a news coverage of Heroes of Nigeria. That's about a foundation in Nigeria dedicated to saving orphans from Islamic militants. These are people being recognized for their extraordinary efforts to improve others' lives. Now you get a chance to vote for a CNN Hero of the Year.The winner receives $100,000 in support of their great work. Check out today's CNN 10 video for more information. And now here's our sentence of the day. The COP21 commitments were not legally binding, meaning there was no penalty if nations failed to meet them. Once again, the COP21 commitments were not legally binding, meaning there was no penalty if nations failed to meet them. And now let's take a look at our vocabulary words. Number one, commitment. Commitment, which means a willingness to give a promise or firm decision to do something. For example, you can say, the boss thanked his staff for having shown such commitment. Number two, binding. Binding, which means something powerful that cannot be legally avoided or stopped. For example, the contract wasn't legally binding. Number 3, penalty. Penalty, which means a punishment usually for breaking the law. For example, you can say, the legislators asked for the maximum penalty for spreading fake news to be increased to 1 year. Alright, that's all we have time for today. President Biden was caught dozing off in COP26. Some say that he was simply meditating deeply. I say that he was demonstrating the best way for humans to reduce carbon emissions. What do you think? Leave a comment down below. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you again next time.